Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We are here to get you well-informed, not overloaded, by really digging into the source material you shared. And today, we're diving into an ingredient that sits at this really fascinating intersection: ancient luxury, traditional medicine, and modern neuroscience.
That's exactly right. We've got a fantastic stack of sources all centered on saffron extract, specifically how this potent botanical is being used in modern supplements to support mood, manage stress, and even, which is surprising, help with emotional cravings.
Mm.
It's this amazing journey, you know, connecting centuries-old intuitive knowledge with really rigorous standardized methods.
So our mission is simple then. It's to decode saffron extract. We want to understand what makes this deep red spice so valuable,
yeah,
and how manufacturers today can actually ensure it works, and what the science is really telling us about its wellness profile.
Well, saffron's been revered for, millennia, mostly cultivated across the Mediterranean and the Middle East. Imagine an ingredient that was so valuable, it was literally traded like gold. That history gives it a lot of weight. But for us today, the real question is how they've turned that beautiful, kind of volatile ancient ingredient into a reliable, consistent tool for daily use.
It's the validation step, isn't it? Taking an ancient secret and figuring out how to make it work reliably for us right now.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the basics. For anyone who only knows saffron as that really expensive thing you put in paella, where does it actually come from, and why is it so costly?
Saffron comes from the stigma of the Crocus sativus flower. And to get just 1 pound of dried saffron, you need tens of thousands of individual flowers.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah, and each one has to be harvested by hand. That incredibly labor-intensive process is why it's always had such an astronomical price tag.
So the product is those tiny red threads. But when we look at our sources, we're not talking about putting culinary threads in a capsule. We're talking about a concentrated saffron extract. What's the crucial difference there? Why does the industry insist on an extract?
Well, the difference is all about consistency and precision. When you cook with culinary saffron, the amount of active ingredients you're getting can vary wildly. It depends on the harvest, the drying process.
Yeah, even how long it's been on your shelf, I don't know.
Exactly. For wellness support, you can't have that variability. You need predictability.
You need a measurable dose.
Precisely. The whole goal of using an extract is to isolate and concentrate the key bioactive compounds. Saffron's effectiveness really comes from three main compounds. Crocin, which gives it that vibrant color and acts as an antioxidant.
Okay.
Then there's pitocrocin, which is responsible for that distinct bitter flavor. And most critically for our topic today, saffronol.
Saffronol. That sounds like the chemical heavy lifter here.
It is. Saffronol is the compound that's most closely linked to saffron's smell, and really importantly, its recognized neurochemical activity, which brings us right back to standardization. So when a quality supplement brand uses a standardized saffron extract, they are guaranteeing that every single capsule contains a minimum percentage of these critical compounds, usually saffronol.
So instead of just hoping for the best with some threads, standardization means the label might say something like standardized to 2% saffronol. And that gives you confidence that the potency you need is actually there.
That's right. That technical specificity, knowing the exact percentage, is the bridge between that ancient traditional knowledge and modern scientific efficacy. Without that consistency, you can't run reliable research, and you certainly can't promise a consumer a consistent effect on their mood or stress.
That makes perfect sense. So the lab is validating the intuition of the ancients. Okay, now that we understand what the extract is, the next question is obvious. What does the research say it actually does? We're moving from the mechanics of the spice to the broad spectrum of wellness benefits. Here's where it gets really interesting.
It does. When you look across the source material, the benefits of using saffron extract consistently, they cluster around 5 core wellness goals. And they all kind of stem from its ability to support emotional and neurochemical balance.
Okay, so let's start with the most common one, emotional balance. What's the mechanism there? How does it help people maintain a more positive daily mindset?
Well, the primary research points to saffronol's influence on key neurotransmitter systems. Specifically, it appears to gently modulate the systems responsible for mood like serotonin and dopamine, but without the drastic spikes you might see with other approaches.
So it's not pushing a lever, it's...
It's more like nudging the system back toward its optimal function. It helps the brain manage its own feel-good chemicals a bit more efficiently.
I see. And that stabilization is key because it must lead directly into the second big benefit you mentioned, stress management.
It does. Most people don't need stress to just disappear. They need to cope better with its toll, right?
Right. They need resilience.
Exactly. Saffron supports that resilience, helping people navigate those high-pressure work periods or emotionally draining weeks by just reducing that feeling of being overwhelmed.
And I imagine when you stabilize mood and improve stress response, your mental performance gets better. Which brings us to goal number three, cognitive support. We hear the term mental fog all the time. Can Saffron really help cut through that?
The evidence suggests it can, yeah. Primarily because that fog is so often a byproduct of chronic stress and low mood. So by subtly supporting better neurochemical health, Saffron can aid mental clarity and enhance focus. It's not a caffeine jolt, it's more of a foundational clarity that helps with sustained attention.
Okay, now I have to pause on this fourth one, because this is where the story gets really unique for me, the craving surprise, specifically curbing emotional cravings. How does a mood stabilizer become a diet aid? That sounds almost too good to be true.
That's a great question, and it really speaks to how holistic Saffron is. We know that so many cravings, especially for carbs and sugar, aren't driven by actual hunger.
Right, it's psychological.
It's psychological. It's a need to soothe stress or low mood. It's emotional eating.
The classic, I had a hard day at work, so I'm going to eat a tub of ice cream
That's
scenario.
precisely. So if Saffron is effectively providing that subtle support for your emotional balance, it's essentially cutting off the root cause of many of those cravings. The sources show that by stabilizing mood, the dependence on food as an emotional crutch can naturally decrease.
That's a fascinating insight. You're treating the driver, not just the behavior. And the fifth benefit seems to wrap it all together, that overall sense of wellness, just feeling more centered.
Which is so key. And we have to reinforce for everyone listening, this is a supportive daily ingredient that works best with consistency. It's about gradual, subtle improvement over weeks and months. It's not a stimulant, it is not a quick fix.
And if the name of the game is consistency, then the quality of what you take every day has to be impeccable, which leads us into this whole philosophy of purity and ingredient clarity.
Quality standards are absolutely critical, especially with a high-value botanical like saffron. Because it's so expensive, historically, it's one of the most commonly adulterated spices.
Meaning people add fillers?
Fillers, dyes,
Yeah.
other plant parts. Yeah. They dilute the product to sell more of it. That immediately raises a trust issue for the consumer.
Of course.
So high-quality supplement sources have to emphasize transparency and really stringent testing. The philosophy in our sources is all about using a premium, non-diluted, standardized extract.
And they mentioned a clean label approach. What
Yeah.
does that mean practically in this context?
It speaks directly to trust and safety. A clean label means minimal or zero unnecessary fillers, artificial colors, or other additives. The product should be as close to the natural extract as possible, maybe in a clean vegetarian capsule.
So when you're looking for a product, you should be looking for clear labeling about the standardization, like that 2% safranolol in signs of a controlled supply chain.
Yeah, absolutely. A controlled supply chain minimizes that risk of adulteration and ensures consistency from the farm all the way to the finished product. That transparency is the foundation of trust.
Okay, so let's say a listener has found a high-quality, standardized product. What are the usage guidelines to actually see those benefits?
The general guidelines are really simple, designed for adherence. It's usually a once-daily dosage, just one capsule. The absolute key is to take it consistently, preferably around the same time each day.
And does it matter if you take it with food?
Not significantly. The guidance suggests it can be taken with or without food. Because we're talking about support that builds up over time, consistency is so much more important than whether you take it with breakfast or dinner.
And of course, we always have to include the necessary caveats for any new supplement.
Of course. The standard precautions apply here. Anyone who is pregnant, nursing, or has an existing health condition, especially if they're taking prescription mood modulating medication, should always, always consult with a healthcare professional before adding anything new to their routine.
Okay, so we've broken down the history, the science, the benefits, the quality standards. Let's synthesize this. What does this all mean for you, the listener? Who is the ideal person looking for this kind of support?
We're looking at a few key profiles. First, individuals who are actively seeking a gentle, natural alternative for foundational mood support. They want to feel better, but want to avoid that jagged feeling you can get from stimulants or some synthetics.
Right, and then you have those dealing with high daily stressors, the professionals, parents, students who feel just chronically drained, overwhelmed.
Exactly. And let's not forget the cognitive side, people who are struggling with that persistent mental fog and want to improve clarity without just relying on more caffeine.
And finally, that person who has identified a clear link between their emotions and their diet. The one dealing with overeating, driven by anxiety or sadness, who needs help stabilizing those emotional cravings.
The user profile is broad because Saffron really addresses a central hub, emotional regulation.
Which I think leads us to our final analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Saffron being called a star ingredient right now? It feels like it's having a major moment.
I think it's because it uniquely offers this multi-target wellness profile without compromise. Very few botanicals can simultaneously address emotional support, cognitive function, and a healthy relationship with food in such a gentle, non-stimulatory way.
You're right. It's not just boosting one thing. It's balancing several crucial systems all at once.
It's the definition of holistic support. It's foundational health that allows the body and mind to function better using a compound that's ancient, well-studied, and now reliably standardized. It speaks perfectly to this current desire for sustained natural wellness solutions rather than aggressive short-term fixes.
That makes perfect sense. So to wrap up our deep dive today, the core takeaway is this. Standardized saffron extract is positioned as a powerful yet gentle and natural way to support emotional balance, manage emotional cravings, and enhance mental focus through consistent daily use.
And this idea of taking an ancient natural ingredient and rigorously validating it with modern science is so compelling. Since saffron has been so effectively decoded by these methods, the provocative question for you, the listener, is this. What other humble, traditionally respected botanicals are currently undergoing a similar scientific analysis, just waiting to reveal their own gentle benefits to the modern world? Keep seeking out that deeper knowledge and keep exploring your own wellness routines.
That's a wonderful thought to leave with. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the clarity and balance offered by standardized saffron extract. We'll see you next time.